Call this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order. First on the agenda is Representative Carlson. Have you had a chance to review the minutes from? Thank you. Representative Carlson moves and approves the minutes from May 18th. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Against? Approved. Members, in your packet is one file that we'll be taking up this morning. It is House Senate File 2626. I see that Representative Lilly is at the table. Good morning, sir. To your bill. Excuse me.
I ask a question. If you'll recall, I made a motion to move this out of committee, and then there was a motion to table it. So do we? I think the bill was on the table, if I recall correctly.
I believe the motion was to the motion to table, and that was did not prevail.
Well, I think the motion to table it prevailed because it ended the debate.
Correct.
That's correct.
So I think my only point is I think we have to, don't we have to take it off the table now?
I'm going
to
call up Mr. Stone to clarify what happened.
Mr. Chair, Representative Carlson, Representative Drazkowski made a motion to table your motion, not the bill. The bill was not, so when we adjourned, the bill was not on the table. Your motion was on the table.
And so now we're getting to the fine points of the rule, but I'm thinking that when you make a motion to table, the motion that the bill follows the motion. I don't want to bog it down. I thought the bill was tabled or the motion was tabled, and then we'd have to take it off. But if you're comfortable moving ahead, that's fine with me. I was just procedurally thinking we had to take it from the table. But thank you,
Representative Carlson. Thank you. Just to affirm that Senate File 2626 is still before us. And so with that, Representative Lilly, to your bill.
Good morning, Chair and members. I believe after yesterday, most of us are probably very familiar with the contracts, the state contracts. My bill, which has never seemed to make it anywhere, it made it to your committee, and then it stalled, as we all know, in last week or whenever it was. But it includes all the contracts. There's a bill that we heard yesterday, Chair Drazkowski's bill, that had a grouping of contracts and then some interesting provisions that we all discussed for quite a while. And my bill includes none of that. And my bill picks up Chair Cornish's provisions in his bill and then Chair Knobloch's bill. So it has all the state contracts and is all included in one single bill. I don't know what all you want to hear. I could go through each item, but I highly doubt that that's needed. I would imagine that every member is fully educated and ready to vote. I would encourage you to keep this clean. It matches up. I think in this committee, I can mention the Senate. It passed very strongly in the Senate, so I'm going to keep the bill as in a clean situation. And as I was trying to articulate yesterday and failed to have a positive vote, my bill will match up very strongly with the bill that's passed in the Senate by a very strong vote in the Senate. And I'm glad that the Senate saw the wisdom of that. And I don't know if you know the count in the Senate. I think it was 45-15, but in the Senate. So anyways, I don't know if there's any questions or if you'd like to. I have Mr. Hubinger here. He could go through every detail of the bill if you'd like, but I've had a couple of people approach me from your side that want to take authorship. Chair Knobloch himself has come across and expressed interest in taking over this bill. Your staff has made efforts to make contact with a couple of ideas. One of them, I very much would not support But some of the other options, perhaps Chair Knobloch, if it's what's needed for Chair Knobloch to pass my bill ultimately and get it over the line, I don't know. But or even Chair Cornish, I certainly wouldn't necessarily be against those ideas, but because I think it's important that we pass these. These are contracts for our state workers and very vital parts of our team and our success as a state. So I'll stand for questions, and again, it passed very strongly in the Senate.
Members, I'll move that Senate file number 2626 be moved to the general register.
Can I make the usual protest about talking about the Senate committee?
Chair recognizes Representative Kahn.
I don't understand why it's so hard for us to understand House rules and Mason's rules and so forth. Sorry, I only keep it in my desk on the House floor, so I don't have it here to quote the exact concept.
Mr. Chair, my apology. I went to a private Lutheran college, and sometimes we were encouraged to be creative thinkers and to think outside the box.
Representative Lillie, I fully support that. Members, any questions for the testifier today? That being said, all in favor of renew my motion to move Senate File 2626 to the general register. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Wait, you're so quick.
Members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and appreciate your support.
With that, members, we are in recess.
Oh, recess.
Let's go play. Mr. Chair, until approximately when?
Call the chair.
Which chair?